I've made so many mistakes. I shouldn't have come here. I shouldn't have come here. The week started so good. Grace and I were close and happy. We were doing what I told you before. A lot. The work isn't too hard, and Ms. Taylor was giving us lots of breaks. I thought I was happy here. Dirty, impure, but happy nonetheless. Miss Taylor said we'd been such good girls. We were going to get a reward. She told Grace to come to her quarters at 7, and that I was to come at 8. Grace was ecstatic. She was practically bouncing off the walls all day, telling me I'd love Miss Taylor's rewards, and she couldn't stop touching herself. Her excitement was contagious. When she went off to get her reward, I stayed in her bedroom, nervous and excited at the same time. Grace didn't come back. I waited up until the very minute I had to go before I would be late. I was hoping she would give me some clue as to what to expect. When I knocked on Ms. Taylor's door, Grace opened it. She was totally naked and sweaty, and her hair was a mess. She looked dazed, but happy. She pulled me in before I could ask any questions. I was nervous, but I didn't want to show it. And being nervous around nudity is what got me into this in the first place. A woman with a high ponytail and an amazing naked body was also in the room, facing away from me. I didn't know who it was until she spoke to me. Ms. Taylor said she had a small task for me before my reward. I curtsied and said I would before I even realized she was the beautiful woman. She turned around, holding a big dildo in her hand. It was strapped around her waist. I tried to leave, but Grace caught me by the shoulders and forced me down in front of her. Her big, fake cock was mesmerizing from that angle. I opened my mouth to say something, to protest, but Miss Taylor took the opportunity to shove me onto it. Something broke inside me. Grace's juices tasted so good. My head spun, my pussy throbbed. I was barely in control of my own body. I cleaned that cock like I was a cheap whore. And then the two women lifted me onto the bed and spread my legs apart. God, I didn't want it that way. I didn't want to lose my virginity that way. Miss Taylor fucked me so hard. No, she raped me. And the worst part is, I liked it. I came over and over again and I said the dirtiest things. And all while Grace knelt behind me, cradling my head on her thighs, pinching my nipples, telling me what a good little girl I was. What a slutty maid I had become. I could smell her pussy, feel her rubbing her thighs together for the little bit of pleasure she could get. I think I started crying at the end. My body was so oversensitive, and my mind was reeling. When Ms. Taylor finally pulled the dildo out of me, I felt empty and broken and ashamed. And fuck me, I was still horny. Part of me, some dark part, wanted her to go further. I haven't been able to look at Grace since then. She helped Miss Taylor rape me. And she doesn't even understand what she did wrong. I asked Miss Taylor to dissolve my contract this morning and send me home. She said she would, if that's what I really wanted, but all my pay so far would have to be returned. She gave me the contract. It's true. I can't leave. It would destroy my family. None of this would have happened if I hadn't been so weak. Every little surrender, every little sin led me to a point where I couldn't stop myself from getting raped. If it even was rape, I hardly resisted. Hell, I enjoyed it. I've got to recommit myself. If I focus on why I'm here, I can make it. It's only 6 months, minus however long I've already been here. I've got no clue. Please, please keep writing to me. I still can't read it, and maybe they'll never let me. Maybe this is what they want. Please. Please pray for me. I'll talk to you again soon.